You can find this first reading on page 1093 on the Bibles in your pews. It's taken from Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews, from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said they've had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
So if we're able, we remain standing for our gospel reading, which Jez is going to read for us from the very end of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, which you can find on page 1001. Matthew 28, 16, page 1001.
"Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.' This is the gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and share this morning. It's a real, real pleasure. It does work, let's work on work. Praise God. That's good. So as has already been said, my name is Lloyd and I am the head of mission of Brighton and Hove City Mission. Essentially that does just mean that I'm the leader, I'm the CEO, whatever you want to call it. they have the overall authority over the charity. I've worked for the charity for 11 years, so quite a long time, and I've been using it for the last two. So it's been a long journey to get to where I am today.
I started off working in our schools team, working in our schools team, and so I was working half a day a week. That's what I started on. And then gradually my hours increased. So now I'm leading the thing, which is absolutely amazing and a real blessing as well. Because this charity is quite an old charity, right? We are 176 years old. This was from our 175th celebration that we had last year. We had an event at the Hilton Doubletree along the seafront in Brighton. They kindly gifted us a room, which was absolutely fantastic. And we were able to share about the past, present and the future of what the Lord is going to be hopefully doing through us in the next 175 years. Now, our theme of this year has been Go. And it is something that I shared at the event on last year, that was going to be our word for the year. And the word go means to travel. It's not something static, it has energy behind it. When we see sprinters on the starting blocks at the Olympics or at the, you know, all the athletics events, we hear the words, on your marks, get set, go, and we see immediate action. The word go is mentioned 1,542 times in the Bible. I didn't look that up. I had to check that through Google. But that is correct. Brighton and Hove City Mission want to do that. We want to move in that direction. If you didn't already know, we are a Christian charity, which is very exciting. And our faith shapes what we do. God talks to us. He shares his heart for his people. He cares for all and loves all. And he wants to know us personally. This year, we feel God is calling us to go, to step into something new and an exciting new chapter of Brighton and Hove City Mission. So, today is Pentecost, and it's another go, isn't it, from God? God giving us his go. And I got so excited when I realised I'd be speaking on Pentecost this morning. And I was going to read it again, but it was read so beautifully that I'm not going to read it again, because there were some tough words in there of places, and so I'm not going to do that again. But it's absolutely incredible the way that when the Spirit comes, God is doing something. And it's really interesting. I'm going to read just the end. And we were seeing and hearing all of these different languages being spoken out as we read through Acts 2. And the words that people were turning to one another and saying was, amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Now, what does this mean? What does this mean for those who are following Christ at this moment in time? Well, what was also read as we read on in Acts, as we read on from verse 17, we see that amazing prophecy from Joel. That amazing prophecy of talking about the last days, which actually we are in. Now Jesus has died and been resurrected. We are living in those last days, as Joel prophesied. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. There's some amazing truth in there. Before this point, the Holy Spirit could only be
in one place. It was contained. God's presence could only be with people, individual people, or as we read in the ark. To see God interacting and coming down and filling each person individually with his presence would have been a sight. Would have been a sight to behold. God meeting with his people. His spirit interacting and coming together with our human spirit. It would have been absolutely amazing. In John 15, 26 to 27, Jesus says, I will send you the helper from the Father. The helper is the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father. And when he comes, he will tell about me. And you will tell the people about me too, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Spirit is anointing us at this moment. He's anointing the church, readying it for ministry, to spread beyond where it is currently, as we read in Acts. It's that anointing and it's equipping. And it's so encouraging. And so to answer that question that was raised there, what's going on? What is happening? God was breaking out. And that's something that we can have for ourselves as well. God breaking out and breaking through into our lives. When we know Jesus, when we're in Christ, we can be filled with his Spirit. We can be filled with this equipping power, the very presence of God. And it's something then that leads us on. Once God has given that equipping and that anointing, the next thing is to go. And that's what we read about in Matthew 28, 16 to 20. So I'll just put it up on the screen there. I'll read this one again. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When he saw them, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now these words are powerful words from our Lord and Saviour here. In these verses, Christ lays out the core mission for his followers after his earthly ministry. The Great Commission isn't just a suggestion, but a mandate from the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. So you see, mission is something that we should all be involved with if we are in Christ and we have that Spirit dwelling in us. No matter what age we are, no matter what circumstances we're going through. It's not something that is just confined to those people who are called by the Lord overseas, or for even those who are employed by a mission agency like myself. Ministry and mission are service to God. It's about serving him where we have been placed. So firstly, we're called to go and make disciples of all nations. The message of the gospel isn't just for one people or one culture, but for everyone everywhere. We must go into the world, near and far, to share the good news of Jesus, the salvation that he gives us through Christ Jesus. Making disciples means leading others to become believers and devoted followers of Christ themselves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. That's John 3:16. Christ died, was raised, defeating death, making a way to defeat sin in our lives and for us to be reconciled with the Father. This is the hope that we share with others. We're instructed to baptize them, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, who we're talking about today. Baptism is the outward profession of the inward decision to commit someone's life to Christ. As we make disciples, baptism identifies them as part of the family of God. And the local church is so important to this step. To find belonging, to find family, to find friendship and community. Brighton and Hove City Mission partner with churches all across the city and beyond. And as part of this, we're able to signpost those who we are engaged with on a daily basis to those who are interested in church or those who have recently given their lives to Jesus through our ministry. Working non-denominationally, we are able to help people find their home, their place of belonging within the body of Christ. Finally, we have God's promise, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. God is with us when we step out, when we share about him with others. Even when we don't get met with a favourable response, God is right there with us. And that's something that we find. In Brighton, not everybody is ready to hear about the Lord, but we are faithful. We are faithful and committed. And so we are there constantly sharing about Jesus, sharing about the work that he has done in our lives. And hopefully that overflows. We've all been given that Holy Spirit, that anointing and equipping to share what we have with others. And that leads us on nicely to our vision as an organisation. Our vision is to see a Christian presence in every place in our city. And what does a Christian presence look like? People have said to me, "What? I don't understand that. What does a Christian presence look like?" Well, to me, it's any place where a Christian is having an influence. Wherever a Christian is, and wherever a Christian is making an impact. If we were to withdraw all of the services run by Christians across Brighton and Hove, let me tell you, it would be a very dark place. What we want to do is to partner with the local church so that we can see Christ shine his light into those dark places in our city and to see his name proclaimed. That is what we want to see in this next season. That's what we believe God has put on our hearts, our go for this season. Part of the changes that we've made as an organisation is to our schools team. I mentioned that I worked for our schools team. I was heavily involved with that. I actually led that up until I was leading the organisation. And something that I realised needed to change, because we were very boxed in. We were very much like, this is our schools team. And it didn't give us a lot of flexibility with working with children and young people across the city. So what I like to say is I took a sledgehammer to it, to the box that contained the schools team. So it spread. So the shards spread out. So we're not just confined to working in schools, but that's where children are. But it gives us that larger scope now to work with children and young people across our city. And we've created a new role for it, the Children and Young People Lead. Our school team leader left at the beginning of this year, giving us this opportunity to start this new role. And actually, if you have very good eyesight, you might be able to see that the deadline was the 31st of March. Now, we are looking to appoint someone into that role. We do have someone in mind, and they are an international applicant. So we're trying to do things very differently in terms of this guy who's applied. He has a real heart for the work, and we have to jump through a lot of loopholes.
There's no loopholes, actually, when you're working with the Home Office, let me tell you that.
So we're trying to get things right, make sure that we are working and we are legal to appoint this guy, which is absolutely fantastic. And he will hopefully be moving that area of work forward as we really partner with churches across the city, with children's workers and youth workers and leaders and pastors across the city to create more opportunities for missional projects to start in Brighton and Hove. We're really excited about this. The next area of work that we have at Brighton and Hove City Mission is Brighton Food Bank. And that's Brighton's biggest and busiest food bank. And that's made up of Carmina, who's on the top there. She's our food bank team leader. And Q, who's a South Korean guy, absolutely lovely. And Jesse, our youngest member of our team at the age of 20. They make up our food bank team. Now, they support those who are facing financial crisis in Brighton and Hove. And they do this by supporting up to 90 households per week with food provision. And for the first time since the start of the pandemic, we are starting to invite our clients back into our building. Our building isn't great. I don't know if anyone knows what the City Mission looks like, but we're renting a church hall, and it's up 3 flights of stairs. Not practical at all. And we spoke with the church. We asked them if we'd be able to use their Sunday school room to meet clients, and they kindly agreed to us to those demands, which is absolutely amazing. And so now we're able to sit down with our clients, chat through the crisis, and signpost them on to other charities and give them more of a well-rounded, holistic support. But of course, within that, we still share Jesus. That is a huge part of what we do. Some food banks just give the food and sort of say, oh, there we go, have a good life, that sort of thing. But no, we want to sit with our clients, to engage with them, and to share with them the hope that we have in Christ. And it's going really, really well. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was a lady who was ready to give her life to Jesus. And so Jesse, our youngest team member, led her to the Lord. And it was just amazing and so beautiful. We run various appeals throughout the year. Every year we have a harvest appeal. That runs across the churches in Brighton, but also beyond. If that's something you're interested in, or you probably support your local food bank, I'm sure, and that's really vital to supporting local organisations. We also run a thing called Keep the Person in Their Home Appeal, and that was in response to the rising cost of living increases and energy prices shooting up. And we thought, what can we do to help alleviate some of this pressure? And so essentially we just said, we're running an appeal where we're collecting brand new blankets, brand new hot water bottles and hot chocolate. And we'll give it to them, our clients, as a pack. This year we're thinking of doing electric blankets. So brand new electric blankets. So if that's something that you could donate to us, that would be absolutely fantastic. We run these appeals throughout the year. So if you're on social media, then find us, Brighton Food Bank, Brighton and Hove City Mission on Facebook and Instagram. That would be great. Or you can sign up to our newsletter, which we have some at the back as well. And we're always up for fundraising ideas. If you have any ideas, let us know. That would be amazing. Now, our last area of work, but by no means least, is our work with older people. So this used to be called our care homes team, but in the same way as what I did to the schools team, I did to the care homes team, took the sledgehammer to it, made it spread. Because we really believe the work is going to spread beyond just ministry in care homes. And so this is led by Beverly on the left there, and Aaron, supported by Aaron there. And they are joined by an army of volunteers. They have a whole bunch of volunteers there. And they have monthly themed services in care homes, including singing of hymns, one-to-one befriending visits, and more latterly, they've been there for care home staff facing difficult situations. The services in the homes vary depending on the levels of dementia. There are a few homes that the team go into where they're just purely singing, and so the residents don't have any capacity for anything more than that. But the work is so vital in encouraging those who are at the end of their life to follow Jesus and giving them the opportunity to do just that. In the same way with the children and young people area of work, we want to see new projects start in partnership with the local church. Loneliness and isolation is something that we want to address. So be watching this space as we move forward in these areas of work. Now, operationally, at the mission, it's made up of myself at the top there, of Becky, my wife there, who's our operations manager, and we're also supported by Hannah, who is in operations but doing our communications work. And we ensure that everything behind the scenes runs smoothly, so that our three areas of work can do what God has for them to do. And so therefore, this area play a key part in reaching those people for Jesus in Brighton and Hove. So what are our needs right now? I'm going to quickly whistle stop this. As we face uncertainty around funding, we value people who give of their time to support the work of Brighton Hove City Mission to flourish. Please pray that we'll be able to get more volunteers, to be able to fulfil that vision of having a Christian presence in every place in our city. Brighton Food Bank is an independently run food bank, and last year we were spending £1,500 a week to keep food on the shelves and stocked, and to see the clients fed. But due to budget constraints moving into this year, we're now only spending £500, which is a budget slash of two-thirds, which, as you can imagine, probably would have an impact on our work. But so far, by God's grace, we have been able to feed everyone who has come to use our service. However, with the cost of living impacting the poorest in society, we can only see the demand increasing on the service. Both gifts of finance and food directly impact the lives of people facing financial crisis in the city. Please pray that there would be a provision of both of these as we continue to go through. This opens opportunities with our clients to hear the gospel. Scanning the QR code, if you're tech savvy, don't worry if you're not, we have more information at the back, will take you through to our giving page if you would feel led to do that. If you've known and followed the news from BHDM over the years, you'd know that we have a need for a new premises. I mentioned a little bit about that. This is something that we've been seeking the Lord for a very long time, for probably about 20 years. Please pray that this year would be the year of breakthrough for this. There is an exciting opportunity that is kind of bubbling underneath the surface a little bit, but it involves various different parties. And so at this point, I'm not in a position to share about it, but please be praying for it, for the ongoing positive conversations that we continue to have. And lastly, I would love you to sign up to our newsletter, either by receiving a monthly email update or a quarterly postal update. You can stay in the loop of what we're up to. And you can visit our website, www.bhcm.org.uk, and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you can sign up directly there. And so just to summarise, mission is for all of us. If we're in Christ, and we have that anointing and that filling of the Holy Spirit, we can go on and do this. It's not just for mission agencies, as I said. It's not just for Brighton and Hove City Mission to do the mission. It's all of us. It's a responsibility that Christ has given each of us. If we have that, if we have God literally living inside us, He wants us to share with everybody we come into contact with. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter where we are, where we've been placed, let the Holy Spirit do His work. Let Him work through us as we move into more deeper relationship with Him. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. It's all about relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with others. So let's just pray. Lord, we just thank You for the gift of Your Spirit. Thank You that You poured out Your Spirit at Pentecost, but You didn't just stop there. You continually pour out Your presence on us today. And Lord, we're sorry, as we prayed earlier, for when we have grieved You, when we haven't been attentive to that small, still voice. I pray right now that You would just touch us, Holy Spirit, that You would just touch each one afresh in this room. Lord, would You equip us for ministry and mission? Holy Spirit, come. Touch us and fill us with Your presence. And we thank You that this is not just for us. That yes, we can know all of these great things, and we can have the fruit of the Spirit, but that it's also for others. In Jesus' name, Amen.